Time once again for the Coach's Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University head women's hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coach's Show with women's head hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, obviously you played the Korean national team on Thursday. A lot of fun over at Student Canton. Great atmosphere. Team picture before the game, and then obviously things went well for you on the ice. A 7-1 win. What was your takeaway from the night at SUNY Canton?
Yeah, well, you just pretty much summed it all up there, AT. I mean, it was a great atmosphere for a Thursday night game, starting a little after 8 o'clock, about 8:20 by the time it got started. And there was quite a bit of energy in the building, and I think both teams enjoyed having a little team picture there before the game, and that was a great idea. And the picture came out great. Both teams kind of intertwined in there, so... And then we got off to a fast start. You know, Vespa picked up right where she left off, and she hasn't been slowing down, and it was good to see. And, we were able to get, quite a few players out there, get some ice time. Some kids had some success, a couple first goals of the year, and, the kids who have been doing it for us here for most of the year continue to do what they do.
And now looking forward, first league weekend of the year, RPI on Friday, and a little bit of a shakeup on the schedule on Saturday. You're not going to be facing Union, that game postponed until January. Can you just talk a little bit about the weekend and about the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, RPI is always a tough game. They had Solander down there for 4 years, and now they have two freshman goalies who both are very good. So going to be important to, try to get that first goal and the second goal to keep our stride and keep our confidence level up. And last year we had a good game and played well, and unfortunately lost in overtime when North Country native Blake Orris scored the winner. So that's certainly still fresh in our minds that we can go down there and put our best foot forward here for the first league game. Always a great place to play, one of my favorite rinks. Have a lot of respect for that program. They play hard, they play fast, and always good games. And then Union had an unfortunate incident circumstance with one of their players. Had a death in the family, and a pretty popular member of the team, and the team wanted to all attend the services, so we made an arrangement to postpone the game on Saturday so the team could attend all those services that they wanted to support their teammate. And then we'll play at the end of January, Tuesday night game, 28th of January. So Josh, a good guy, good program, really like the Union staff, and certainly the athletic administration there is the top notch, and we have a great working relationship with them. So that was an easy thing to do, and glad we were able to help out.
Yeah, certainly, obviously, you want to win every game, you want to be at the top of the league, but over the years, this is what, your 12th year now, so you built a lot of relationships in the league, so it's important to work together in situations like this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really there was no question, when Josh got in touch with us to make some arrangements. The first thing was like, okay, how can we make it work for everybody involved? And it happened pretty quickly, and glad that, like I said, glad we can help out in a tough time.
Certainly our alumni, parents, fans are the ones that are in Canton, when they drive by, they see the progress at Appleton, glass up now on the front wall. Have you been in there lately, and what are you seeing as the building continues to develop?
Yeah, I haven't been inside in a while, but it's been nice to drive by, and landscaping, I guess, has kind of been done. They've flattened out the ground, and it looks like most of the work's done outside, so it's really starting to take shape, and excitement's getting there. And I think one of the things that that passes the time is we get to play, and we're in a bit of a routine, so there'll be 3, 4, 5 days where we don't get to go in Appleton, and when we do, we get to go in there and see the progress, and that certainly passes the time. But as we've always said, we'll be happy when it's done, and when it's done, it's going to be fantastic. And we're happy to be able to have great facilities over at SUNY Canton, and we're moving forward with our team knowing that Appleton will be done at some point, and it's going to be beautiful, and we've got a great place to play at SUNY Canton, and we got ourselves into a nice routine right now.
Well, thanks, Wellesley. Just one game this weekend. You can watch that on RPI TV. Links are always on the St. Lawrence Women's Hockey schedule page. Thanks again, Wellesley, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey, 95.3 The Wolf.